WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County Elections Office has finished its review of a petition drive for a public vote asking to establish a new property tax-supported community college. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says the results will be revealed at this morning's County Commission meeting. County Judge Dwayne Peters told WTAW News he would not release the information because he wants to tell the rest of the court before it becomes public. The Research Valley Partnership submitted the signatures 2 weeks ago following a petition campaign that started on Election Day last year. RVP Interim President Sylvia McMullen told WTAW News she had not been contacted by county officials. Recent changes to the format of the Bryan City Council meetings may come to an end.
That's the desire of an organization called Bryan New Directions, whose members include City Councilman Mike Sutherland. A petition campaign has started, as first reported by the Eagle. It could have Bryan voters consider 10 changes to the city charter this November. Three of the 10 proposals involve Mayor Andrew Nelson's changes to dates and times of council meetings. The petitions include formalizing meetings on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. All regular and special council meetings would start no earlier than 6 p.m., and the Hear Citizens portion of the meeting would return to 6 p.m. instead of 5:30. Another proposed change would require all Bryan advisory boards, commissions, and committees have an equal number of members from each council district. And a fifth proposal calls for no one serving on more than two advisory bodies. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the petition and a link to the Bryan New Directions website. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There is a new chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Charles Schwartz of Houston was chosen yesterday to succeed Cliff Thomas of Victoria. Schwartz's father, Walter, whose nickname was Onion, was a former president of Blinn College. The Regents also voted on their vice chair. Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio will continue in that position. A week ago Sunday night, there was a shooting in the parking lot of a Bryan convenience store. Yesterday, the suspect turned himself in to police. BPD says 18-year-old Lonnie Wayne Moore of Bryan is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The gunfire took place during a disturbance outside the Valero Corner store at William Joel Bryan and the freeway. Police report the 20-year-old man who was shot remains hospitalized, but he is out of the critical care unit. According to online jail records, this is Moore's seventh arrest in the last year and a half. Bond in the latest case was set to $125,000. The State Commission on Jail Standards recently made their unannounced visit to the Brazos County Jail. Sheriff Chris Kirk says they again passed the inspection with flying colors. The two-day inspection is a comprehensive review.
From, you know, the paperwork on booking and all the required things that we have to do, all the way to the actual operations of the life safety devices like the fire alarms and the smoke purge and things like that. So he tests all those things, look at all the plumbing and make sure that it all works, and then interviews inmates.
More than 170 are employed at the detention center, which has an inmate population of around 670. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
When you're a nurse, you know that every day you will touch a life or a life will touch you. Hospice Brazos Valley, the only nonprofit hospice in the area, thanks their nurses who are the beating heart of their mission. Hospice Brazos Valley nurses dispense comfort, compassion, and hope to their patients and families, and in 28 years of serving the community, have cared for over 15,000 patients. To learn more about a nursing career, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org or contact Mike Roth. Hospice Brazos Valley, comfort is our specialty, trust is our promise.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
7-Eleven, it's the Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning New Holland and Kubota dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Taking a look at your weather, it's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
More clouds and sunshine today. There's the potential for an isolated shower. Temperatures anywhere from 80 to 85 later this afternoon. It'll stay partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 65 to 70. Clouds for tomorrow, warm, 80 to 85, mostly cloudy, close to 70 tomorrow night. High pressure in the Gulf keeps the clouds in the area on Thursday, and there may be some showers and storms, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie women's golf. The ladies finished in fifth place yesterday after round one of the Columbus NCAA regional. They'll be looking to finish in the top six. If they do that, then they're going to be moving on. We'll talk about that as well as the Rockets are now going to be missing their backup center. That's Nene. He is out for the rest of the season. Hear a little bit from James Harden, as well as Ryan Anderson talking about that. He will be sorely missed. And the Rangers continue to do what they've been doing best lately, and that's lose. They lost to the San Diego Padres. Hear from Jeff Banister. He thinks the team needs to be a little bit more selective with their pitches up at the plate. So we'll talk about that, all that and more, coming up in sports.
If you were looking forward to the Rush update, I'm sorry to disappoint you. There's not going to be one today, unfortunately.
Where's Rush at?
You know, sometimes he just is a little inside baseball here, but sometimes is his subject matter just, you know, it doesn't fit the station.
It's a little bit much.
So there will be no Rush update today, unfortunately. But we've talked a lot in the past about Oreos. And their flavors and things like that, the new ones that they've come out. I know Chelsea is not a big fan of the Peeps flavor.
I just don't like Peeps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oreos, well, though, one of my favorite all-time snack foods.
Well, you know, they've come out with some of the other ones recently here over the past few years, like cinnamon bun and brownie batter.
And watermelon.
Yeah, ooh. I really have never tried, besides like the golden Oreos, which are delicious, and maybe the peanut butter ones, but usually I just stick to the reg.
The classics.
Yeah.
The double stuff, though. I mean, I'll go double stuff, that's for sure.
Still the same flavor.
What the heck does a watermelon... I mean, I'm serious. Like, it's a real thing. I remember these coming out.
No, I remember, too. It was like a summer flavor.
Yeah, it's like pistachio green and pink filling, and it just looks nasty.
I don't really think of an Oreo as being refreshing. I get what, like, they're kind of going for, but... Yeah,
well, I have no idea.
They also had the Swedish fish Oreo. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Yeah. It's not like fish, not actual fish. Swedish fish.
Right, candy. Right. Yeah,
we have some of those up in the bowl at the front. The ladies put them up there.
Oh, really?
And they're still there. They've been there for a while.
Oh, I love Swedish fish.
And I
fish.
Like
Do you really?
Swedish fish. Yeah, but I don't think I would like it in the texture of an Oreo. Well, if you've not been a big fan of some of these flavors over the past few years, don't worry, because they're out of ideas. And now they want us to do all the unholy flavor breeding for them.
All right.
Nabisco just launched a new contest where you can submit ideas for the next limited edition Oreo. You can enter by using the hashtags MyOreoCreation and hashtag contest on Twitter with your flavor idea until July 14th. So if you don't like these flavors that they've been coming out with, like cinnamon bun, brownie batter, peeps, and Swedish fish, then you can make up your own.
What do I win other than the naming
what
rights?
What do I win?
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, if I'm going to
enter
right,
a contest.
I'm glad you asked, because then they're going to narrow down the field. They're going to let the world vote, and the person who wins is going to get $500,000.
Oh, wow. That's a big prize.
In that case, I might just enter. And
Oreo's actually going to produce
what's
and sell
your flavor going
to
be?
Well, I don't know yet, Chelsea. I haven't had time to think.
Oh.
If I'm going to win the $500,000, I mean, root beer would be an interesting one.
Uh-huh. What I'm gave wondering the world is, the $5,000 answer.
Should you go with what you think would be tastiest or the most creative?
Right. Well, that's the other thing is it has to be really, really unique if you're going to be the only one to come up with
mm-hmm.
it. So does that $500,000 get split among all the people who, you know, enter the flavor that wins?
That's or maybe it's question. First come, first
like,
serve.
You're not going to be the first one and the only one to say root beer.
Well, I know,
right.
But, yeah. But like I said, maybe it's first come, first serve.
True.
The first person to mention it.
Then
is
they get it.
Ding, ding, ding,
right.
They're the winner.
And that's a good point.
I might be the first person because we're reporting it here. How
well,
many people?
You better
know
put it
about
up
so
real
far.
Quick,
yeah.
Brad. Well. And always remember the little people.
Apparently, Oreo has released firework Oreos here recently.
Oh. What does that taste like? Smoke or something?
Well, they have little red, white, little red and blue exploding candies in the cream. Yeah, it's like Pop Rocks in the
ooh,
cream.
I just had an idea for one.
What's that?
Don't tell us if you want to win.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell
hashtag them. My Oreo creation
mm-hmm.
on Twitter or hashtag contest.
Mm-hmm.
So sign into Twitter and get that going. Work it away. Speaking of food, since there's no point to cooking if you can't take pictures when you're done, it's crucial to keep up on all the latest Instagram food trends.
For those of us who are on the gram a lot.
Oh, you're a gram man, huh?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
No, he's coughing at me.
Oh, you're
see,
yeah,
she
right,
knew
yeah.
she
oh,
knew
yeah.
what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
She knew exactly who I was talking about.
Well done.
I am on the gram a lot. I love Instagram. I don't post a lot about the food I eat.
That's true.
Just because I know how annoying it can be.
That's true.
For other people. But I am a big fan of still maybe sharing it on like my story or Snapchat or something.
I have taken picture of food.
Yeah.
Not necessarily stuff that I've made. But stuff that, like, I think
stuff
my dad.
That you eat?
Yeah, like, my dad cooked steaks one night and they were gorgeous. And
right.
I took a picture of the entire thing
yeah.
and was like, look at this. It's about to go in my belly.
Well, if you've been trolling the gram and looking for something for some food news,
okay.
Well, there's a hot new Instagram breakfast trend going around. It's something called cloud eggs. Have you heard
cloud
about this?
Cloud eggs? I have not.
Yeah, basically, you take an egg and you separate the yolk from the white. Then you whip the white to make it all fluffy, and you cook it for a few minutes, and then you put the yolk back on top and cook it a little more.
That all sounds very difficult.
Yeah, this sounds like a lot of work. The result is that your yolk is floating on a bed of egg white clouds.
Mm-hmm. Or they can call that sunny side up.
Yeah. It looks like it'd definitely take a little more work to get them looking right, but if you got the time... I mean, who's rushed in the morning,
oh,
right?
Oh, I see.
Who's
it looks like a white egg, like an egg white cake almost with a little middle.
Cloud eggs.
All right. I'll let everyone else do that and post it on Instagram, and I'll just look at it.
Yeah, apparently.
Now I made her self-conscious.
No. I just, I'm not going to attempt to cook that.
No.
I'd rather just eat regular eggs.
The gram has got it all figured out, apparently, the good people on Instagram. Well, if you want some food and nutrition news here, tossing out the salt shaker may not be enough for your heart health, apparently. Most of the salt that Americans consume comes from processed foods and restaurant meals, a new study finds. WebMD.com says that only 10% of salt, sodium, in the diets of households surveyed came from food prepared at home. Only 10% of salt and sodium in the diets of households.
Well, yeah, because you think about it, if you cook stuff at home, really, most likely the only salt is going to come from if you use like a sauce or a dressing or if you sprinkle your food with salt.
Right.
But I feel like stuff that is cooked in restaurants has a lot more sodium in it.
Mm-hmm. Only about half of that was added at percent of salt intake,
and
or
then
at
you
the
still
table,
put
rather.
More salt on when you go out to eat.
Right, yeah. At restaurants, restaurant meals and store-bought foods, including crackers, breads, and soups, accounted for 71% of the salt intake.
Ooh.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
To prevent high blood pressure, Americans are advised to limit salt intake to 2,300 milligrams daily. That's equal to about one teaspoon But more than 8 out of 10 Americans consume about 3,500 milligrams of sodium per day. So,
speaking of salt, Brad, I totally used your salt today.
I used your salt too, Brad.
Nice.
And you know what? The containers look exactly like the salt and pepper shakers that were stolen from the break room.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me that in an effort to make profit, they wouldn't have possibly made more than one of those salt and chip pepper shakers?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Chelsea has her Sherlock Holmes hat
quite
on.
Quite coincidental.
Yesterday, she cracked the case of the missing space heater.
I was missing my space heater, and I found it in the sports studio. And I text messaged Zach, and I said, hey, if you're going to steal my space heater, return it.
See, then I can understand you being a little
paranoid.
Suspicious and paranoid.
Just and by the way, I didn't steal it. It was here, and I don't need a space heater because I have our communal sweater.
Now,
communal sweater.
In an effort here to point out the obvious, you guys seem to have stolen my salt. So
you told us we could use it.
That's true. I did.
You said it's in the bag.
And honestly, it is the same kind as the one that used to be up here. But I'm guessing that the reason that they bought it up here was the same reason I bought mine, and it's because it was the cheapest one on the shelf. So, yeah.
There we go.
By the way, Brad, I don't know how close we are to a break. Let me know.
Pretty close.
Okay. So, by the way, they do have root beer Oreos. I did some research.
What?
They have a ton of flavors. I never even heard about these. Brownie batter Oreo, filled cupcake Oreo.
Filled cupcake.
Pumpkin spice Oreo.
Oh, I remember that.
Key lime pie Oreo, cookie dough Oreo. So, they have a lot of these.
Oh, boy.
So, sorry.
There are plenty of
root beer float Oreo.
Root beer float. See, yeah. I'm going just straight root beer. We're taking the ice cream out, and we're going to make it taste like root beer.
All
I don't
right.
know how you would do it.
That $500,000 is yours, sir.
It's all mine. Yeah. And finally, a pilot for Southwest named John Ritchie made an announcement on a recent flight that his 1 millionth passenger was on board. A little bit of good news for
yeah, I saw that.
For the airlines.
Boy, Southwest is actually kind of cashing in on other airlines' misfortunes.
I feel that's like they right. were already doing a pretty good job with their free bags and
oh, yeah.
you know,
Southwest
other
perks. Is an awesome.
Oh, yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. But yeah, now they're just, all you got to do is stay out of hot water. I mean, and just let everyone else kind of implode on themselves.
Did you see the time that the Southwest CEO, I think this was back in the early 90s, arm wrestled the CEO of another small airline?
No.
And they gave the money to charity.
I don't know. They did.
They did like a whole thing about it, like leading up to it. You know,
I think that was even earlier, like the 80s or something.
Yeah, like the CEO for Southwest is training, and apparently he drank a lot of Jack Daniels and smoked cigarettes. So he's just sitting there, like lifting up a bottle of Jack and drinking it and beer. And I don't know. It's pretty funny to watch, and it went to a good cause. So it's pretty cool.
Well, this pilot who used to be in the Navy, he's been flying for Southwest for about 22 years. He found out who his 1 millionth passenger was and gave her a bottle of champagne.
Very cool.
And he gave her an envelope filled with cash to cover the cost of her ticket.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good news coming out of the airlines for once. And I think they could use it for sure. It's 7:23.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click Sunshine Fun
BrazosAndPools.com.
You won't believe the Mother's Day savings going on now at Brazos Valley Hyundai. Like $5,000 off 2017 Hyundai Elantras and 2017 Hyundai Tucsons. $5,000 off. You choose. Or get $7,000 off 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sports. $7,000 off Santa Fe Sports at Brazos Valley Hyundai. And wait for it. $9,000 off 2017 Hyundai Sonata. A brand new Hyundai Sonata for $9,000 off. We're located on the Highway 6 bypass at Briarcrest, so come see us or find your new ride first at BrazosValleyHyundai.com. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. We love our moms at Brazos Valley Hyundai, and we don't want you to forget yours this weekend. So save big with $5,000 off Elantras and Tucsons, $7,000 off Santa Fe Sports, and $9,000 off Sonatas. Only this weekend and only at Brazos Valley Hyundai. See for yourself at BrazosValleyHyundai.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Again, there is going to be no rush update today. It is 7:26 right now. Taking a look at your weather, there's a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high around 84. Tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. And coming up tomorrow, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 86. Southeast wind about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Right now, warming up a little bit. It is 67 degrees out there. We're in the WC Tractor studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate. And pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It is 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. An 18-year-old Brian man has been arrested for the 7th time in the last year and a half. Brian police report Lonnie Wayne Moore turned himself in yesterday on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Moore is accused of shooting and critically injuring a 20-year-old man a week ago Sunday night in the parking lot of the Valero Corner Store at William Joel Bryan and the freeway. The victim remains hospitalized but is out of the critical care unit. Moore's bond on the new charge was set at $125,000. He is awaiting trial for, among other things, an arrest last October where he is accused of firing shots at a stranger's vehicle following an argument in the parking lot of a College Station grocery store. Voters in the city of Bryan could be considering 10 changes to the city charter this November.
An organization called Bryan New Directions has started a petition campaign. One of two names listed on the website is City Councilman Mike Sutherland. Two of the 10 items, as first reported by the Eagle, involve spending money. The group wants to create a fund from increased permit fees to address housing needs for low and moderate income residents. There would be an annual needs analysis, and money would be spent equal to 15% of the annual need for new homes and repairs to existing homes. The increased permit fees, which is the second item involving money, would be up to 5% on new homes and up to 10% on new commercial construction. One-third of the new revenue would go towards housing for low and moderate income residents. Two-thirds would go to improving Bryan's drainage and sewer systems and other city infrastructure repairs. The group is also calling for two regulations favoring owner-occupied single-family homes. One involves any application for a conditional use permit. The permit has to receive approval of 55% of property owners within 500 feet of the permit request. The second proposal would ban stealth dorms or any other housing with more than two unrelated adults in a single-family residential or planned development zone. A fifth proposal involves the future of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Any change to the property would require a public vote. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the petition and a link to the Bryan New Directions website. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
We are supposed to find out this morning the results of the petition drive that may lead to a public vote on creating a Brazos County-based and property tax-supported community college. Today's County Commission agenda includes a presentation on how many legal signatures were collected by the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. County Judge Dwayne Peters told WTAW News he would not release the results because he wanted to tell the rest of the court before it becomes public. And Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock, who was in charge of reviewing the petitions, said she would not reveal the results ahead of the commission meeting. RVP Interim President Sylvia McMullen told WTAW News she had not been contacted by county officials. A Longhorn with ties to Blinn College is the new chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Charles Schwartz of Houston was elected yesterday to succeed Cliff Thomas of Victoria. Continuing as vice chair is Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio. Schwartz grew up in Brenham, where his late father Walter, also known as Onion, was Blinn's president from 1984 to 1994. The Brazos County Jail has again passed a surprise state jail inspection. Sheriff Chris Kirk says that's eight straight years for the newest portion of the detention center.
It is gratifying to know that our inspector found very little to even comment on. And the few comments we got, you know, we were actually able to fix. One was a plumbing problem. Another was a loose bunk. We fixed that while he was here.
In the end, the sheriff compliments the more than 170 employees who work at the jail and are reviewed by the inspector for 2 days.
Like when they set off the fire alarm, they actually smoke up a cell and with a smoke bomb, and it sets off the fire alarm, and our officers have to grab their air packs and the hoses and respond in a timely fashion. And, you know, he's got a stopwatch, and so we pass that with flying colors.
Kirk says he has a person whose job is to keep up with compliance issues. While the Gander Mountain store in College Station has a store closing banner in front of it, the store is not going away. A representative of Camping World, the new owner of the store, has tweeted the College Station store will remain open. Camping World acquired everything except for the current inventory, which is now being sold, and the new owner won't have control of the Gander Mountain website until later this year. WTAW News Time is 7:34 at 66 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dang, Jake, did you get a new truck?
Nope, just had my old wheels powder coated. Makes the whole truck look brand spanking new.
Oh, let me guess, Jungle Rat Panda Frosting coated them for you.
Earl, it's Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. They sandblasted my wheels to bare metal, sprayed on the new color, and baked it on for a lifetime of good looks.
Well, come on, let's take a ride and show them off. Forgot to gas up again?
Maybe, but at least I didn't forget Jackrabbit Powder Coating. It's definitely a company worth remembering.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis. I've sold many of you track loaders and mini excavators over the past 12 years. Well, now Felix Gallegos and myself have started our own construction equipment sales and service company, ASAP Equipment. We are at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. Call ASAP Equipment today if you need your equipment serviced or repaired at 979-353-0911 or visit us at asapequip.com.
736 in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning New Holland and Kubota dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Brad Mitchell in here right now for Scott DeLucia, and of course Zach Taylor's over there on sports for me, and Chelsea Reber's doing the news, taking a look at your weather. Skyline Communications brings it to you. They're in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. There's the potential for a passing shower at some point. Highs today 80 to 85. We'll have clouds overnight, very mild, 65 to 70. Clouds will linger across the area tomorrow. Highs anywhere from 80 to 85. More clouds tomorrow night. Lows are going to be near 70 degrees. During Thursday, we'll have clouds. Could see some showers and storms. Highs Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Matty Zarek fired a 1-over-73 yesterday. That was good for fourth individually after day one at the NCAA Columbus Regional. But more importantly, the Aggs currently sit in fifth place. They only need to be a top six team in order to move on. Also, Arkansas running back Raleigh Williams III says he is leaving the game of football, and that is big news throughout the SEC. He cited health reasons, and we'll hear a little bit more about that, as well as the Houston Rockets. Speaking of health, they'll be without backup center Nene for the rest of the year. Yeah, he's like Sherry, he's only got one name. Nene is going to be out for the rest of the year after sustaining an injury in Game 4 against the San Antonio Spurs. Game 5 tonight in San Antonio. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. Going to be talking to State Senator Charles Schwartner coming up in about an hour. But for now, remember a few weeks ago whenever Nordstrom started selling a pair of those jeans for $425 that came pre-streaked with fake mud?
Yeah, the muddy jeans.
Yeah. Well, I think we found the shoes that you're going to want to wear with those jeans.
You've got to be kidding me.
Told you earlier that they are starting to sell pre-destroyed shoes and... I can't believe this.
Who buys this stuff?
You know, I just don't know. Some people, I think, have said it's a joke, but they're really selling them. They're future destroyed. They're called the Future Destroyed High Top Sneaker, and basically, they're a pair of men's basketball high tops that look like a dog ripped them apart. They're absolutely shredded. The worst part, really, is the price.
Yeah, how much are they going for?
Anybody want to guess?
$200.
$395.
You're both way off. It's $1,425.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
That's got to be a joke.
But, hey, free shipping. So
you got to be kidding.
I mean, you can go to any, like, second chance resale store and buy a pair of used shoes and then hand them over to your dog for the afternoon.
Or you can just buy mine from me if you want.
There you go. $1,400. I'll give them to you for $13.
Has your dog already chewed them up?
Well,
because if not, I'm not spending $1,400 on him.
He's nibbled. He can't really chew, you know, shoes that well. He's kind of got a small mouth. So, but he does his best.
He's taking a bite or two out of them.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Mm.
Yeah. So what's the name of these things again?
Well, you can check out a photo of them if you Google Future Destroyed High Top.
Okay.
And you can take a look at them. They are shredded as though a dog has bitten them, and they are selling for
it's fashion, guys. It's fashion.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's high fashion.
Oh, my gosh. That's disgusting.
It's terrible.
Like cardboard in it.
It's terrible. Okay. So maybe you can wash your ears out with this, as Scott would say. Here's the six words you might be pronouncing wrong.
All right.
We got a list of six common words people mispronounce all the time, and there's a chance you've gone your whole life pronouncing at least one of them wrong. So, mischievous.
Mischievous.
Do you say mischievous?
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
Well, it's not a four-syllable word. It's actually a three-syllable word. It's mischievous.
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 I have heard it pronounced like that, but I always just say mischievous.
I kind of figured it was always a kind of a tomato-tomato thing.
Yeah.
But this here says it is actually mischievous. All right. Number two. What about that coffee drink that is high in caffeine? Do you say espresso?
No, espresso.
Espresso.
Espresso. You are correct.
Espresso. Mm-hmm.
There's not an X in it.
Espresso is absolutely wrong. We're going to
espresso.
See here. Hold on here. Hello? We don't got a...
They didn't have their espresso this morning, so they fell asleep.
Perhaps. Maybe the phones just aren't doing it this morning. Okay, so number three, prerogative. How do you say it? Do you say prerogative?
Yeah, that's
what
I say.
It's your prerogative.
Yep.
There's an R, of course, after the pre, so after the P.
Prerogative?
So it is prerogative, not prerogative.
Prerogative.
Sounds silly.
Prerogative.
Yeah, you try going through East Texas saying it like that.
Prerogative.
You'll get your, you'll get thrown.
Tail kick.
Yeah, you'll get thrown in the women's bathroom.
Probably never going to get called out for saying prerogative, because that's just kind of the common pronunciation. Of
yeah.
It. Okay, so... Little symbol that goes by, people who are in the Baseball Hall of Fame if they've used steroids.
An asterisk.
That's right. A lot of people say asterix.
Yeah.
Like there's an X at
really?
The end.
Yeah, that's just a hard word because it's got a lot of like trusks.
Is that like axe?
It ends in SK.
Yeah.
So axe a question.
It's asterisk.
Asterisk.
The proper pronunciation.
It's not Atrix.
Atrix.
not Atrix. Triathlon.
Triathlon.
Mm-hmm. Most
Instead
everyone.
Instead of triathlon.
Yeah, everyone pronounces four syllables, triathlon, but it's actually three.
Triathlon.
It's triathlon.
Triathlon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is the proper way. That's another one you're probably not going to get called out for. And finally... There's a word that actually supposedly, you guys know supposedly.
Supposedly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard people say supposedly. Well, actually, there is a word, but they mean slightly different things.
So there is a word that is supposedly.
Supposedly is actually a word, yes.
What does it mean?
With a D, it means apparently, which is the way most people use
it.
Supposedly, actually, with a B, means conceivably. But they say here, don't use it, even though it is technically a word.
Don't use it.
Most people will think you're an idiot.
All right.
So don't say supposedly.
There's so many things I could add to this, too. So many people, intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Intents and purposes.
Oh, yeah.
And if you just say it really fast, then hopefully nobody catches on.
By all means, yeah, go ahead and add some stuff to it if there's anything else you can think of. Any other words that you can think of that people mispronounce?
Man, there's so much because I'm from East Texas, so it's there's a long list.
Tons and tons.
Yeah, there's too many for me to remember. I'm sure.
Oh, we could go into city names and names of things
in Texas.
Even around here, Villa Maria.
Villa Maria.
That's how you say it.
Oh,
that's how we say it.
That is how
you
say it.
You don't say Villa Maria.
Well, part of it, too,
is... Oh, this is a good one. Sorry. I totally just cut you off, Zach.
No, that's okay.
But this one is... I've been called out about this one before reading taglines. Realtor.
Yes.
A lot of people say realtor.
It is not realtor.
And it's realtor or
it's
realty.
Realtor.
Like real.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then another good one someone texted in about was et cetera.
Oh, yes.
And it's often said as et cetera.
Et cetera,
et cetera. Yes, indeed.
Yep, so that's a good one. Thanks for texting in, you guys. And if you would like to text us in, you can. 979-695-1620.
That is right. So I guess this counts as good news. If the world was going to end, guess what? We probably wouldn't all turn into anarchists and murderers, apparently.
Okay.
Supposedly.
We'd be more likely to turn into really cool dudes, they say. A new study simulated how people would act if they found out the world was about to end, and it found that the overwhelming majority of the people became way more social and loving. basically trying to make up for
lost
time.
If the world was going to end?
Yeah.
Like if you knew it was going to end?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, might be a little bit more loving.
Got to make up.
I was going to say, I feel like there's some weather events in history that say otherwise.
Well, apparently, the only people who turned violent were the ones who already had antisocial and psychopathic tendencies beforehand.
Okay.
So, if the world's about to end, don't worry.
Only the psychopaths will start killing people.
Only the psychopaths.
Good. Makes me feel better.
Tell that to the Walking Dead.
Yeah, I think I think there are other people who have been through other certain kind of things similar in third world countries might tell you something different.
Yeah.
It's 7:45.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
My wife Jean and I have been married since 1986. I just heard a lot of people gasp. That's 30 years. One of the most important lessons about marriage I've learned in that time has been this. We're different from each other, and that's okay. But we've also learned that those differences have to be navigated really carefully. You and your spouse probably see the world through different eyes. You fall asleep to noise, but your spouse needs a little quiet. You're a night owl, but your spouse enjoys mornings. For the most part, with honesty and respect, most differences can draw you together instead of driving you apart. Think of it as two sides of the same marriage coin. Side one is honesty. You and your spouse enjoy different activities, and that's okay. Be honest with each other about your likes and your dislikes, and make sure you communicate them. And be honest with yourself that your spouse will never be just like you. Don't expect your wife to become a football fan or your husband to spend every Saturday morning roaming antique stores. Learn to accept each other for who you are. But side two of the marriage coin is equally important. That's respect. Take some interest in each other's activities. Ladies, you don't have to necessarily enjoy football, but if you can sit with your husband and watch part of the game, that'll be good. And guys, if your wife loves antiques, take a Saturday and go shopping with her. It won't be that painful. Together, honesty and mutual respect will bring strength to your relationship and draw you closer together. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-386-1700 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-386-1700. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-386-1700 or visit us at coventrydirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
Paying money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you, hold on just one second, we got to get that one fixed up, at WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian in Navasota. I'm new, guys. Texas A&M women's golf is in fifth place following day one of the NCAA Columbus Regional. The Aggie shot a total of 309 at Ohio State's Scarlet Course, with Maddie Zarek leading the way with a 73. That's good enough for a tie for fourth. The second round of play got underway this morning at 7:24. Texas A&M swimmers lowered a trio of Mexican national records at the Arena Pro Swim Series of Atlanta last weekend. Sophomore Monica Gonzalez-Hermosillo set the Mexican record in the women's 200-meter IM. Junior Mauro Castillo lowered the men's 200-meter breaststroke, and sophomore Angel Martinez took down the men's 200 IM record. Some SEC news. Arkansas running back Raleigh Williams III says he'll stop playing football after a most recent injury scare that came after he broke his neck in a game a year and a half ago. Williams, who was third in the SEC with 1,360 yards rushing last year, suffered what Coach Brett Bielema called a stinger during the team's final spring practice a week ago. By the way, he ran for 79 yards and a touchdown against the Aggs last year. Houston Rockets backup center Nene has sustained a season-ending muscle tear in his left thigh. Nene was injured in the first quarter of Houston's 125-104 win over the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference semifinals Sunday night and didn't return. James Harden says it's a tough break, but it gives other guys an opportunity.
Yeah, it's tough to see Nene, you know, go down. You know, he's a big part of what we do, especially, you know, all year long. You know, guys have to step up. Opportunity for guys to, you know, play big minutes. So other guys like Montrezl, who haven't really played, you know, might get some opportunity. So whoever it is, we gotta try to fulfill that role.
Nene's a 15-year veteran in his first season with the Rockets. He's averaged 10 points and 4.7 rebounds in 9 postseason games this year. Now, one of the men who'll be asked to fill his void is Ryan Anderson, who's no stranger to the center position.
You know, I've done it through my career. I mean, obviously, I'm not a very conventional five-man, but it also makes it difficult for the other team to figure out how to guard us. With pick and pops or if I'm rolling to the basket or whatever it is, our ability to run, we need to use those opportunities to our advantage, I think.
We'll see how well Anderson does tonight when the Rockets pay a visit to the Spurs in San Antonio. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Make it a sweep for the Warriors. Golden State downed Utah 121-95 to advance to the Western Conference Finals for the third year in a row. Stephen Curry had 30 points for the Dubs, who have now won a franchise record 7 consecutive playoff games. Well, the hits keep coming from the Rangers. It's just not on offense. Texas fell to the San Diego Padres 5-1 last night, its third loss in a row. The Rangers' bats also struck out 13 times. Skipper Jeff Banister says his team must be more selective at the plate.
Look, we've got to be able to either not miss our pitch or put some of those breaking balls in play. There's times that you got to sit on it, drive the ball back through the middle, but it's the soft contact on the pull side that's really the problematic, the pop-ups on fastballs up out of the zone. We've got to be a little more selective at the plate. Stay away from or limit the number of strikeouts. We can't go out of the strike zone to really chase pitches. So it's been a tough situation for all of our hitters. I think 1 through 9 have been challenged. We've got to find a way to turn this thing around.
The Rangers will get a chance to totally redeem themselves this afternoon when they visit the Padres at 2:40. Broadcast will be on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, and the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, the first-place Houston Astros are back in action this evening as they welcome interleague foe Atlanta to town. Charlie Morton is set to make the start for the Stros, while ageless wonder Bartolo Colon goes for the Braves. First pitch is at 7:10 at Minute Maid. And out on the ice, the Washington Capitals have forced a 7th in the signing game against Pittsburgh, following a 5-2 win over the Penguins last night. Meanwhile, the Ottawa Senators will look to dispatch to the New York Rangers when the two meet up for Game 6 this evening at 6:30 in the Big Apple. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months.
Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at WCTractor.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brad Mitchell in here right now for Scott DeLucia, and it's the Infomaniacs right now, about 5 minutes till, and a couple of people have texted in a couple of other things that we were talking about, the mispronounced words, like often.
Often.
There's a T in
it. I definitely say often.
A lot of people do, but the T is supposed to be silent. Yeah, so, and someone else did the one, of course, nuclear is how you pronounce it.
Nuclear.
Not nuclear.
Nuclear.
It's right.
Nuclear.
You don't pull the W.
By the way, somebody also texted in asking where I was from in East Texas, and I said, Tyler, they said Deep East. I ain't from Lufkin. I ain't from Deep East Texas, all right? We get real personal about that real fast. So I ain't from Lufkin. I'm from Tyler.
somebody else just texted in and said they learned in school they do not have a docator or a lawyer or a realtor, but we do have a temperature.
A lawyer? I can't even say that. A docator?
Docator.
I've never heard somebody say that
but
before.
But we do have a temperature. Yeah.
Temperature, yes. Yeah.
Do you say temperature or temperature?
I say temperature. Pretty much.
You make it a two-syllable word.
Yeah, you gotta condense it down a little bit. Makes it go faster. Temperature.
Yeah.
I don't even say the R in there. So
coming up in just over half an hour, we're going to be talking to State Senator Charles Schwertner about what's going on in Austin. Right now, though, a 10-year-old girl was swimming in a lake near Orlando on Saturday when she got attacked by an alligator.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
But she's alive because
alligators,
she's awesome.
Scare me the most, I think. Even more than sharks, because they can be on land or in the water.
Yeah. And by the way, alligators are sneaky fast.
Sneaky on fast. Land.
Super sneaky fast.
They can run pretty fast.
Okay,
for short
but she's good because she's awesome. What did she do?
She is alive because she's awesome. The alligator that attacked her was about 9 feet long. Ooh. It latched onto her left thigh. But luckily, she recently went to a wildlife park in Orlando called Gatorland and learned what to do if you're ever attacked by one.
Punch him in the nose.
Well, see, that's what you might think. You guys both went two different things.
We did not go to Gatorland,
no,
apparently.
No, we didn't. Not together.
Not
anyway.
Gatorland frequenters, I
oh,
guess.
Oh, you went to Gatorland, Zach?
No.
And it's funny because they say most people would probably assume that poking it in the eye or punching it in the nose would be your choice. But she learned that's not actually right. Actually, no, Chelsea, you were right. She punched it in the nose.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. That stunned it for a few seconds, and then she was able to use her hands to pry its jaws open and escape.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying the alligator's not going to be real happy
so
if you go poke
him
in the eye.
So she punched it in the nose, but then she still had to pry its mouth open?
Yes, and that's why initially when I read it, I saw prying the jaws open. That's why I didn't think about punching it in the nose, so I apologize.
Oh, yeah,
but you were
naturally
correct.
You would just think to like pry it. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were correct. It was
well, that's what you have to do with sharks too.
Yeah, because it freaks them out. They don't like that.
Well, have you ever been hit in the nose by anything?
Yes.
Like it doesn't take a lot to be hit in the nose, and your eyes start to well
you start
up.
Start crying
and
a little bit.
Yeah, and it's like it doesn't even necessarily hurt. It just like stuns you.
It's terrible, and that is exactly what happened to this alligator. She stunned it, and then she pried the jaws open. She ended up with some puncture wounds on her leg, but
yeah.
Looks
wow.
Like she's going to be fine.
Must not have been going in the death roll yet.
That's what they do.
Keep, yeah.
Yep.
By the way, I just saw this on Twitter. Speaking of when animals attack, a 9-year-old girl is recovering from a kangaroo attack at a
Ooh.
Safari park in Alabama.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we have kangaroos at the safari park in
yes,
Franklin.
And you don't mess with kangaroos. They
no.
look cute and cuddly, but they are not. They are very dangerous. Stay far, far away.
Yeah.
Well, this girl's going to be fine, it looks like, the one who was attacked by
good.
The alligator.
Good.
Wildlife officials caught up with the alligator, and unfortunately, they had to euthanize it. They pulled a Harambee on it. Two experts from Gatorland posted a Facebook video on Monday and
wait,
said,
was she just swimming in what, a lake? Where was she again?
It's a lake in Orlando, right? Is
yeah,
that what
she was swimming in a lake near Orlando.
Near Gatorland. Smart. Smart.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go swimming in any natural body of water in Florida.
No.
I think it's pretty safe to call Florida Gatorland in and of itself.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably not a good idea to do
get
that.
Get them before they get you.
Yes.
Oh, now Chip's going to have to text in or call in. and by the way, just so you have something else to fear, sharks can actually swim in fresh water. Bull sharks can.
But you're going to say they can actually swim
on
land.
They can come onto land. Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Sharks can actually reach land. They have grown legs and and over years and years of evolution have been
this
able
to. This
is
why you guys listen to the info. Oh,
exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's the specifics for a low budget sci-fi film.
I
think you are absolutely correct. Well, two experts from Gatorland posted a video on Facebook and said she did exactly what you're supposed to do if you ever get attacked.
Good for her.
Now you know.
Good for her to think about it. I would have been way too panicked.
They should give her like the skin of the alligator or something. Give her the leather.
Yeah. Maybe like a tooth necklace.
Yeah,
we got its head. Like Happy Gilmore, yeah.
Perfect.
Take a look at your weather. 20% chance of showers. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 84 tonight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 68, rather. And it's 67 now. First in news, weather, and sports. It's News Talk 1620 WTAW, College Station, Bryant.